Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Don Goldberg. And our special guests are back, Dr. Richard Passwater and Dr. William Judy. Both of these gentlemen, by the way, are here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. We had a call over the break from one of the folks at Solgar, and he pointed out, you know, we made an issue about the dry powder, and he pointed out that the dry powder is there for a couple of reasons. Number one, the fact that it's kosher. And number two, the fact that it can be available as a vegetarian product. So people who are vegetarian and or kosher, that's why Solgar, for sure, at least two reasons why they have the dry powdered form. Okay.
Well, I'm kind of curious, Arnie. The only difference I would think would be the capsule itself. Is the CoQ10, is the CoQ10 kosher versus non-kosher, or is it just the fact that it's in a vegetarian capsule?
Probably you're right. The CoQ10 is in itself kosher, but it's the vegetarian capsule that makes it. Of course, you put it in a gel, you know, a soft gel capsule. Okay. All right, so we were talking, we spent the whole first hour just about talking about CoQ10, its various forms, and now we're going to try and answer a couple questions. Richard from Garden City, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yeah, hi, thank you for taking my call. Happy holidays.
Thank you, you too.
Very good program. I had a couple of questions. First of all, I went to my doctor and asked him about CoQ10. And he's really not big on nutrients and vitamins, and he said that's a good one. So I got the green light from him, even though I was taking it long before he gave me the green light. My question is this. I'm 54 years old. I take 200 milligrams. I take 100 twice a day. Is that the right amount? I know everybody's different and has different needs.
Okay. Which one of you guys wants to start there?
I'll start on it. But saying sounds like a very good strategy, Richard. The only way to know is to really measure your blood levels, and that's difficult for the average person to do. Dr. Judy, what do you think?
Well, you know, he's talking about what doses should he take, and the question is what form is he taking, and number two is what is his clinical condition. If he has no clinical condition and using it for health maintenance, he's maybe taking the maximum amount he should take. If he has a clinical condition such as heart failure or Parkinson's and so forth, he may be taking not enough. So I think we need more data.
Okay, what about someone who's taking a statin, guys?
It depends on basically the age of the individual, the clinical condition of the individual. If they're elderly, they're going to have to take more of a CoQ to overcome the statin's negative effect. If they're young, in their 30s and their 40s, they may need as little as 50 milligrams a day.
Okay. Let's pose another question. If somebody is taking more CoQ10 than perhaps is indicated by their clinical condition, is that a problem?
No, it's not, because the body will absorb as what's there, and there's no adverse side effects of taking CoQ, even in the massive doses of 5,000 milligrams a day.
Okay, so the only thing that may get hurt if you take a little too much CoQ10 is your pocketbook.
That's right.
Okay. All right, Richard, thanks so much for that call. All right, Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hello, some of the CoQ10s have sorbitol and Polysorbate 80, and the one company claims it's, on, you know, it's the only CLQ10 that's water and fat soluble. And I was wondering, why do they put Sorbitol and Polysorbate 80 in there?
Okay.
Richard, this is chemistry. You can answer that.
Okay. We'll give it a try. First of all, coenzyme Q10, the molecule, which really is either ubiquinone or ubiquinol, both of those forms are water insoluble. So CoQ10 itself is a lipid-soluble compound. Now, you can put it in forms that are highly dispersed that can form water solubilates, which appear to be solubilized. They are clear or clearer when put in a test tube. And this is what they're talking about. This makes it react in the body or be absorbed in the body as if they were, as if the coenzyme Q10 was indeed water soluble. It's still not water soluble, but for all practical purposes, it's now behaving as if it's water soluble.
But it's not being absorbed as a water soluble product. It's
correct.
Only being absorbed as a lipid soluble product, which is a poor absorption.
Yeah, basically, it's an emulsion that they're forming, maybe even a micellular emulsion, but it's just, all they're doing is emulsifying it. It's sort of like, you know, like your milk. When you get all the little globules of fat to be dispersed in the water, it makes it seem as if it's a water soluble liquid, but it's not really. The polysorbate 80 is an emulsifying agent. The sorbitol is a sweetening agent. It's a poly alcohol. Too much sorbitol is not good for you because it can cause a diarrhea. It has a laxative action. I don't know how much is in the dose in this particular case. Maybe not enough to cause that problem. But the two things that you mentioned, one of them is an emulsifying agent, and the other one is a sweetener of sorts, a thickener to some degree, but a sweetener. Okay, have we answered the question?
I think we can add a little bit to that in saying that I detect a little from Dr. Judy's answer that he prefers to have the molecule absorbed in a lipid and have it truly lipid-soluble.
You know, the molecule is too large to be absorbed directly from the gut into a capillary in the intestinal areas. It goes from the gut to the lymphatic up to the thoracic lymphatic duct and empties into subclavian vein. It's too big.
Okay, so basically you're saying that even if they did find some way to modify the molecule, forming a salt or something or whatever, it still wouldn't be any improvement because it wouldn't be absorbed as a water-soluble molecule.
That's right. Water-soluble molecules are small and absorb very rapidly, and where lipid-soluble molecules are larger. Now, some small lipids can be absorbed directly into the bloodstream, but CoQ is not one of those because it's got more than 7 carbon atoms.
Okay, that's the limiting thing, huh? All right.
Well, you know, this is, folks, you know, what's good about it, you know, it's always nice to have guests like we have here because you're always being subjected to a lot of marketing hype. You know, companies, there's a lot of CoQ10 products, for example, out there. Well, everybody's looking for some kind of a little new twist that they can hang their hat on, make it sound as if their product is a little bit better than the others. That's natural. Okay, so they start, you know, making various types of claims and no pun intended, but they don't always hold water. So what you're hearing right now is the basic scientific information about this substance that can help you judge whether some of these marketing claims actually hold water or not.
Let me add that CoQ10 is a very complex biochemistry situation, and marketing people are usually not trained in this detail of biochemistry. So it's not their fault that they don't understand, but from reading some of the advertisements, they've taken buzzwords and applied it to what they know for other nutrients and have run with that, but they really don't understand what they're writing. And this is not bad. I mean, that's not evil. They just need a little bit more education.
Okay, great. Okay,
okay. All right. Let me give you folks that phone number in the studio once again. 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Okay, you know what? Why don't we pause for a short break? Once again, our phone number, 800-321-0710. And that works from Atlanta, Georgia, too, everybody. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater, Dr. William Judy, will all return after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capita, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples right now. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, here are some current sales specials. Enzymatic Therapy and Nature. Nature's Way, the full line's at 35% off list. Rainbow Light, Natrol, also full line's at 30% off list. All Solgar, CoQ10 products, 40% off list. AHCC from Quality of Life is 30% off list.
Okay, and like Arnie said, there's even more stuff on sale. How do you find out what it is? Well, you just go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you click on the On Sale tag. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalogs. You can also call for a catalog if you'd like. The number is 1-800-633-1106. You leave your name and address. It's a toll-free number, good from all over the country. 1-800-633-1106. Of course, the best thing is to come and visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the www.wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your order on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back shortly.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
While we're talking about Solgar, I need to tell you that all Solgar CoQ10 supplements are now on sale at 40% off list, all of them. If you use CoQ10, you owe it to yourself to check this out. You'll not see the discount prices or sale prices listed on our website, by the way, but you will see them when the transaction is processed.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, and our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater, and Dr. William Judy. And now I turn it over to Don.
Yeah, we have a full list of people waiting to ask questions, so I'll be brief. But there was one thing I wanted to ask you guys about. You know, I mentioned how Solgar has a very extensive line of different types of CoQ10 supplements, and we mentioned the Nutri-Nano. CoQ10. You also have a Nutri-Nano CoQ10 with alpha-lipoic acid as a combination. I was curious what that particular product was designed for. What, you know, who would be taking that particular combo, the Nutri-Nano CoQ10 with alpha-lipoic acid?
Well, Don, I'll answer that being a vice president of research.
I thought you might have some insight into that.
And Dr. Judy is not a Solgar employee, so I'll answer that one. Basically, there are two difficult-to-absorb nutrients that people would benefit from by having better absorption. And actually, it was developed for us in Germany in a weight loss study, and was shown to be very effective for weight loss. But we do not promote it for weight loss. We promote it strictly as providing more efficient absorption of both coenzyme Q10 and lipoic acid. It's a very good antioxidant combination, and is a very good energy formula.
Well, it would probably be a nice product for diabetics to take.
Definitely. Definitely it is.
Good. Okay. All right, Arnie, why don't we get back to the phones then? I just wanted to make sure we at least touched on that particular product.
All right. Let's talk to Anthony from Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I had an echogram taken 3 months ago, and they told me that my heart is only pumping at 50%. Now, I never get tired. I'm 58. I have a tremendous amount of energy, and I never get short of breath, and I'm under no medication. So would 50 milligrams of ubiquinol be sufficient for me? Would it help my heart rate?
Okay. What do you think? Well, none of the guys that we're talking to really are medical doctors, just so you know, Anthony. But we'll give who wants to try.
Don, let me give you a little bit about Dr. Judy's background along this way. When Dr. Carl Folkerich, who is known as the father of coenzyme Q10, reached out to ask Dr. Judy to come work for him. It was because of his heart research. So Bill was working in the space program with sensing devices to measure various aspects of heart and blood flow, etc., and started working with Dr. Fokers in his laboratory to study heart disease. So while he's not a medical doctor, he's certainly been involved in congestive heart failure and related diseases. And I think he's going to be qualified to answer any
okay.
question about heart output.
All right.
Well, at 54 years of age with 50% pumping, you're very well off. I'm 72 years old. I've had a major heart attack, which has destroyed 50% of my heart. I have 35% ejection fraction, and I am like you. I have no shortness of breath. I do anything I want. But I take CoQ every day. And for you, I think you should take CoQ as a good supplement, a minimum of 100 milligrams a day, as a preventative mechanism against decreased heart function. It's known that CoQ will improve the heart function by one classification if you have any failure within 1 year. And we've seen in 5 years, we've seen people go from class four to class one. So no doubt about it, at your age, CoQ will help you. You're not taking any other drugs, but for you, it will be as a protection against further degradation of your heart muscle.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, one of the points that we always make is that there are certain nutrients that where the upside is very great, where there's a lot of potential benefits, and the downside is very minimal, you know, if there's any. When it comes to CoQ10, and I think this is a perfect case in point, this particular caller, well, yeah, you may not be, you know, be exhibiting any clinical problems that to cry out for CoQ10 as a cure, but you certainly are in the category of someone who might very well benefit from it, and there's no downside. Now, you mentioned ubiquinol. I think if you've been listening to our show, you might be in the category of somebody who doesn't really need to go with that particular form of CoQ10. In your situation, 100 milligrams a day, you could probably get as much benefit from the one of the of the of the soft gel forms or the lower potency Nutra Nano, you know, if the cost is a factor, you might want to look at that. I don't think there's any downside to taking the ubiquinol if you want to, but it, you may not need to be taking that particular form. Would you guys agree with me on that?
Yes, I'll agree with that. And the major point here is that is a degree of protection. CoQ is known to give people increased exercise paralysis. That is increased exercise capability. They're trying to catch a bus. They're trying to catch a grandchild. That puts a tax on the heart. When you put a tax on the heart, you need more energy. If you take 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams of CoQ at the end of the day, you're going to have that energy for your heart.
All righty. Okay, we're going to need to pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And as I always say, that number works not only here in New York City, but it also works down in Atlanta, Georgia, if you're listening to the show on WGKA there. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg. Our special guest, Dr. Bill Passwater, Richard Passwater, and Dr. Bill Judy. We'll be right back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to the traffic.
Well, good afternoon. We're going to start on the Garden State Parkway southbound between exits 109 and 105. Very heavy traffic in the express lanes. All lanes are blocked. Police are now on the scene. Northbound, that's getting by okay. Mount Vernon on the Cross County Parkway eastbound and North Columbus Avenue. An accident there is blocking the left lane. You're moving well at the Tappan Zee Bridge. The speed restriction has been lifted. Still some problems in Suffolk County. Suffolk County does remain under severe weather warning, so you've got some problems on the southern state in both directions between exits 13 and 45. Still a lot of snow there. Also, LIE East right after the Northern State. That accident has now been cleared. Still going to be slow, and also watch for black ice on those roadways. Tomorrow in New York City, alternate side parking rules will be suspended. Outbound at the Holland Tunnel, you're looking okay. However, inbound, it's about 25 minutes coming in from routes 1 and 9. New Jersey Turnpike's less than 10. That's going to be your better bet. Moving well at the Lincoln Tunnel, no delays coming to the city at the George Washington Bridge, upper and lower decks, and outbound also continues to move well. Still some delays at Newark Airport.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your Omega diet? While omega-3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing, omega-7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega-7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega-3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater, and Dr. William Judy. And we're here on News Talk Radio, WOR 710 in New York, and WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia, answering your phone calls. Next, let's talk to Herman from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Herman.
Yes, I'd like to know whether coenzyme Q10, either form or the best form, the ubiquinol, does it have a healing effect on the heart besides heart failure and besides energy?
Okay. Does it have any healing effect on the heart other than heart failure and energy?
By all means. It's CoQ is a membrane stabilizer. So if your heart has irregular beats, arrhythmias, it stabilizes those arrhythmias and gets rid of them. That's number one. Number two, if you have an inflammatory conditions of the endocardium or the myocardium or the epicardium, CoQ is anti-inflammatory. People who have chronic endocarditis or epicarditis, when they take CoQ, those chronic flares seem to be less and less and less. Valvular disease, such as mitral valve disease, CoQ doesn't seem to have much effect. But if you go through heart surgery with valvular mitral valve surgery, those who take CoQ have a much better prognosis post-surgery than those who don't. So CoQ is a viable nutrient for all of heart function, whether it's for heart pumping, heart arrhythmia, heart infections. It is effective in all of those conditions.
Well, those are very important conditions, too. You know, so anybody who has anything going on with their heart or is concerned about their heart in any way, and I guess we all should be, taking CoQ10 at one dosage or another.
If you have a heart, you should take CoQ10.
That's right.
Yeah, nobody wants to not have a heart. Okay, thanks so much for that call, Herman.
I think we just got to the heart of the matter here.
There you go. All right, we're running this into the ground, guys. Okay, next, let's talk to Mike from Ansonia, Connecticut.
Hi. I have a question regarding increasing the amount of CoQ10, actually, levels. You mentioned facilitated transport, and I was wondering if the use of or method of compounding or and taking digestive enzymes, of certain types of digestive enzymes, would enhance the levels of CoQ10 in the bloodstream or within the membranes. Compounding is being used, I know, for various thyroid type medications, just to sustain small amounts in over time, so that increases.
Yeah, but that's a different concept, Mike. It's not the same thing as with CoQ10. Now, that said, taking CoQ10 in a fat-soluble form. Now, gentlemen, is it possible that somebody who had poor fat absorption could benefit from digestive enzymes that taken at the same time as CoQ10? If somebody had a gallbladder problem, would that inhibit the absorption of CoQ10?
Yes, because the CoQ10, as it goes from the stomach into the duodenum, has to be emulsified into micelles. So if you have a gallbladder problem and you're not producing enough bile, then you don't have the ability to emulsify the CoQ into micelles so that they can float into the water phase next to the absorption cell and break loose and be absorbed. So those people would need a digestive enzyme containing bile in order to emulsify the CoQ molecules into nanoparticles so they could be absorbed.
Okay, so would somebody who had, for example, a known gallbladder problem, would the fact that they were taking, let's say, a nano CoQ10, would that solve the problem?
Yes, it would, because it bypasses the need to have the body naturally form the micelles using bile.
Okay, so there's your answer, Mike. If you have any type of gallbladder or fat digestive problem, you would want to take a nano CoQ10, at least one of those types of products for sure, and to help with the assure the absorption.
So a time release would not improve the amount of
Time release would be a bad thing with CoQ10. You need to have it treated in the first part of the duodenum. You'd have to have it. So time release would not be a good thing with CoQ10.
No, digestive enzymes would be okay only with when there's a problem with fat absorption.
Fat digestion, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that call. Okay. Next, let's talk to Maria calling from Manhattan. Hi, Maria.
Hi. I've been going to Wilner's probably for about 25 years.
All right. We like you.
Anyway, I've been taking the ubiquinol.
Right.
50 milligrams, about two a day.
Okay.
I'm 65, and for the first time this year, the doctor detected a very, very mild arrhythmia. So she told me to take 50 milligrams, but I increased it to about twice as much, 100. And he also told me to take D3 in combination with CoQ10.
Okay.
And I just wanted to just confirm if that's the right combination.
Taking CoQ10 is a good idea, obviously, and D3 is also excellent. There's no reason why not to take the D3. I mean, it'll help you in a bunch of different places, from your immunity to the osteoporosis, all sorts of things.
Would it be possible to also add NatoK? Because my cholesterol is extremely, extremely high.
You're talking about natokinase.
Yes, yes.
Natokinase can be helpful. Mostly it works as to try and thin the blood and break down any clotty material, any clotty fibrin-type material. So
I see.
Yeah, not a bad thing, as long as you're not taking any other, something like Coumadin or any of the other medications that thin the blood.
Yeah, no, I only take niacin, and I still cannot bring my cholesterol down. Apparently, from the previous caller, I probably suffer from poor fat absorption, even though I take mega enzymes to digest my foods and vitamins.
Maria, or did the doctor put you on a statin?
They wanted to put me on Lipitor, but I don't want to take Lipitor, so I've been taking niacin, 200 a day.
Oh, that's not going to do it, Maria. You're not taking enough. You need to take about 10 times as much. You know, you need to take anywhere from 500, 1,000, 1,500 milligrams. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You're just wasting your time. 500 may not be enough. You may have to take that a few times a day.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Thank you for the... But I can still take the CoQ10.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you so much. I keep going to Wilner's.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank you.
Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Who's next? Morty calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Morty.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. A female, 45 years old with chronic fatigue. Is it overkill? And I'm, talking about, because the ubiquinol does cost much more. Is it overkill for her to be taking 200, in other words, 200 of the mg's of the ubiquinol? Or, could she do like 100 of each?
Okay. Now, Dr. Passwater, you addressed that, I think, earlier as far as energy went and the ubiquinol, use the word controversy.
Yeah, that's fair to say, controversy. The hype is way out there and the science is way, way behind. Someday we'll know more about the differences between the two. And Dr. Judy is one who has been looking into the various absorptions and bioavailability of the two forms. But an interesting study by, we'll call it a quasi-study, by Dr. Steve Sinatra, when he assigned 30 random patients ubiquinol, some of them reported fatigue for the first time, whereas when they were then crossed over and given ubiquinone, they did not have any fatigue. So the energy situation is entirely independent of the antioxidant situation. Now, to answer his question, I would say try both forms. See if there's any difference. This is sort of self-experimentation, but it's really trial and response. the body needs ubiquinone, it needs ubiquinol. When you absorb the compound, you're usually, if when it gets in the gut, if you're taking ubiquinol, it usually gets oxidized quickly to ubiquinone, and Dr. Judy has done studies in this where he's washed it, turned back to yellow before it's absorbed. And once it gets into the blood, it's usually converted by enzymes. This is outside of the energy chain, the respiratory chain. But in the, as it goes into the blood, enzymes convert, no matter which form you took, convert it to ubiquinol. And then it's transported. And then it reaches a cell, it's converted back to ubiquinone, except in certain areas like LDL, HDL, where it's maintained as ubiquinol. It's a very complex situation, and the science is lagging.
Okay, well, I'm glad you cleared it up, Dr. Passwater. Morty, here, I think what Dr. Passwater is saying is go back and have your lady friend take the ubiquinone.
Okay.
If she's looking to conserve some funds, by all means, the old fashioned ubiquinone CoQ10, you know, preferably in a well absorbed soft gel form, would be a good way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the key was that Morty included in his question a comment about cost.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's the key thing. As yep. Dr. Passwater and Dr. Judy have made it clear, the advantage of the ubiquinol is somewhat speculative, and if cost is a factor, it's hard to justify going to the ubiquinol form because it is more expensive.
Okay, just one final thing before we take a break. I think it's January 17th. We're going to have another guest on, Dr. Bob Barry from Konica, and he's going to be talking about more about the ubiquinol form. So you guys want to tune in again, all our listeners, tune in again January 17th for another for a more ubiquinol show. Okay.
Well, you know, actually, Arnie, before you take the break, you know, Dr. Barry actually sort of confirmed what Dr. Passwater said the last time he was on, you know, pointing out that Konica is not really trying to say that ubiquinone is not an effective, a good form of CoQ10. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All righty. We shall take that.
Ubiquinone is from Konica. They're our raw material supplier.
Of course. All right. Let's pause for that break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater, Dr. Bill Judy. We'll all be back in just a moment.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kanoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kanoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
Quality of Life AHCC, both the 500 and 250 milligram potencies, are now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list. So if you're looking for ways to boost your immune system, you don't have to let price stand in your way when it comes to Kanoko AHCC from Quality of Life.
The human body requires a broad range of nutrients for general health and well-being. Whole food-based multiple formulas can help fill that need. That's why Blue Bonnet Nutrition has introduced Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula. It's a whole food-based multiple with over 25 crucial vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and more than 28 important plant-based nutrients from the foods one should eat every day. It contains adaptogenic herbs like astragalus, ginseng, ginger, garlic and ginkgo, health-promoting greens like spirulina and chlorella, and phytonutrient-rich superfruits like pomegranate, grapeseed, acai, mangosteen, goji, and tart cherry fruit extract. And it tastes great. So if you believe you should get most of the nutrients from your diet and want a multiple that supports that philosophy, look to Blue Bonnet's Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula, which is filled with a harvest of whole food essentials that are perfect for today's busy, stressful lifestyles. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Passwater, Dr. Bill Judy, all talking about CoQ10, answering your questions here. And next, let's talk to Jerry from Queens.
Hi. Hi. I'm a loyal listener and customer also for over 20 years. But I would hope that the doctors could talk about CoQ10's anti-inflammatory nature, perhaps also related to the nerve damage. My daughter had a spinal cord injury, and I'm trying to get her the best support possible. And I'll hang up and listen and keep up the great show. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Okay, spinal injuries, anti-inflammatory, any help there with CoQ10?
Richard, you going to take this one, you want me to take it?
You take it, please.
Okay. There's been quite a bit of studies in inflammatory diseases with CoQ. CoQ is anti-inflammatory, antiviral, it boosts the immune system. But in spinal cord injuries, where we have injuries to the cell, swelling is the worst thing, and it takes energy to transport things in and out of these cells. And if these individuals are in the hospital on a ventilator or are on IV feedings, that there's no CoQ in those IV feedings, they may become depleted, and therefore the ability of the cell to function normally is diminished. Therefore, individuals who have spinal cord injuries would benefit by CoQ if they are not on a good diet. CoQ has been shown in Parkinson's disease, which is not an inflammatory disease, maybe an autoimmune disease, to stimulate the production of L-DOPA in the brain and therefore remove the Parkinson conditions. CoQ in many muscle conditions familiar cerebral ataxia, where the nerve is not responding with the muscle. CoQ improves the nerve function to make the muscles work. So there is precedence in spinal injuries, and there's precedence in brain injuries, and there's precedence in diseases where CoQ acting as an anti-inflammatory agent, or CoQ as an antioxidant, or CoQ as an energizer, will improve the protein viability in these nerves that's been damaged.
Okay. Well, he hung up, but I hope he was listening. Okay, next we have Michael calling from the Bronx.
Yes, very informative program, gentlemen. I have an elderly friend in his early 80s who had an ischemic stroke several years ago, and he was put on Lipitor, but he was skeptical about using Lipitor from the side effects he'd heard about, so he substituted red yeast rice. He takes ubiquinol with that, but would you advise that the Nutri Nano be substituted for the ubiquinol, and how much should he take, and what would he take with it to get complete absorption?
Well, I don't think it's just a matter of substituting. It's a matter of how much you're going to get into the blood system. So Nutri Nano is very well absorbed, but maybe you're going to need, the person's going to need several doses. So it's an effect of how much do you need and how do you get it into the bloodstream. And there are several strategies. Nutri Nano a couple times a day is a good approach. A totally dissolved lipid form is a good approach. Bill, what would you suggest?
Well, I suggest that, you know, it's like you said, it's not the product. It's how much the body can absorb and how much you put in the bloodstream. And we know now that if you get the blood levels above 3.5, the effectiveness of the CoQ is greatly enhanced. So what you need to really do is find out what the basal blood level is, put them on a product, put them at 100 milligrams for a week, 200 milligrams, and take blood levels to see when you get to that magic number of 3.5, because that appears to be the magic number that where CoQ is most effective in humans.
All right. Thanks for that call, Michael. Okay, you guys are talking about CoQ10 blood levels. Is that something a regular lab does?
Yes. Most now, Quest and a lot of these independent laboratories all do CoQ samples. They're quite expensive, but they can do them for you.
All right. Very good. Okay, Lynn calling from the Bronx.
Good afternoon. I would want to know whether or not what ubidecarenon.
Ubidecarenone.
Yeah,
that's regular CoQ10.
Is that all right to take?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really ubiquinone. It's a synonym.
Oh, it is. Oh, I was just wondering. I was just so frightened. Is 100 milligrams sufficient? I do suffer from arrhythmia.
Okay, dosage of 100 milligrams with arrhythmia, is that...
It depends on the product. If it's well-absorbed, it may be sufficient, but if you're taking the product and your arrhythmias don't go away, you're not taking enough, or you're taking the wrong product.
I would suggest taking fish oil with it.
That's right.
All right, take fish oil with the ubiquinone. 100 milligrams at least.
Yeah.
And there's no downside to taking more, Lynn.
Oh, okay, then. Thank you very much. Bye.
No, that's the point. In all these questions about the dosage and the form, I think the answer is the same for all of them in a way. There's really no, you know, I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if you went and you got the expensive blood chemistries to see what the real levels were. But the point that we're making is, you know, it's there's no harm in taking a little bit too much, and if it's for a therapeutic purpose, take the best form you can, either the Nutri Nano or the soft gel form, and take a little bit extra. You know, why not?
Why not is absolutely right, and as we pointed out earlier, and Dr. Judy and Dr. Passwater confirmed, there's really no downside to taking a little bit extra CoQ10. If you want to,
why spend hundreds of dollars on testing when you can spend a few dollars extra to take the better form?
Makes sense. Okay, now we're going to pause for a word from Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Richard Passwater and Dr. Bill Judy for joining us today. Thank both of you guys for making this a really, really interesting show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It was indeed a pleasure.
Okay.
It was a pleasure, and of the three stores, my favorite is the Park Avenue store because there's this fantastic Italian restaurant nearby.
That's right, nearby. All right, one day I'll tell that story again, Richard. Okay, I'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out today in the control room. And
thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.